Tune into this brand new episode to learn how to raise the energy of your events in person, virtual, or hybrid, and how to eliminate the zombed out zombies by connecting your audience to energy, confidence, and joy.
Welcome to Events Demystified Podcast, where we explore and demystify the world of in-person, virtual, hybrid event AV production and technology by sharing insightful tips, tricks, and tactics to make your events a success. This podcast is brought to you by Tree Fan Events, a woman-owned boutique event production agency. And your host is Anka Trifan, a technical event planner and producer with almost two decades of hands-on technical experience in event production.
Welcome, friends, to another episode of Events Demystify Podcast, your one-shop stop for tangible, technical, and practical planning advice for anyone in the events industry. Today's episode is sponsored by Trifan Events, a woman-owned boutique event production agency, and I am your host, Anka Trifan. On the show with me today, I have a firecracker, a energizer bunny, Angel Marie Monacelli, a six-time best-selling author, known to many, as I mentioned, as the Energizer Bunny of virtual, hybrid, and in-person events. Angel Marie is in her third season of producing two TV shows and lives in Phoenix, Arizona. She is the creator of the Shine On movement, and most of her spare time is spent watching movies, cooking, dancing, and playing with her Shine the Cattle Dog. Well, without much further ado, I would love to welcome Angel Marie to the show, because it's such a pleasure to have her and have this conversation with her. Welcome to the show, Angel Marie. How are you today?
I am fabulous, and thank you so much for having me on your show. I just love it. I've been watching a lot of them and listening to them. I just love your shows, especially your rants.
Thank you. How's the energy? I want to get some energy going here. So, you know, let's get straight into it. I want to learn more about who you are, what brought you where you're at right now in this journey, and tell our audience a little bit about your movement.
A little bit about my movement. My movement is the Shine On movement. It's been here for over 20 years. It's global. It is growing. And it is about you stepping into your energy, understanding your energy and how it raises your energy in a positive way. And it ripples out to the whole world. And one of those is my song, because I have a signature song. Can I play it?
Go for it.
All right. And I just want you to know that these words, I'm singing it. It is my song. And the words were done as the philosophy of the Shine On movement, because you are important.
Fire and soul, look within your heart, let your spirit flow, ask for what you want, show them what you got, take it to the top, don't you ever stop, shine.
Everybody come on,
shine.
All right, she's going.
Raise your vibration.
So that's just a little bit of it. That's what gets me going. It gets the events going, gets everybody going. So thank you for letting me share that. I appreciate it.
I love it. I mean, I already feel my energy rising and it's filling this room here. Hopefully it does not affect our equipment and our cameras. We were talking about that a little bit earlier pre-show. Because I know you've got some stories about this.
Yes, I do. I do have some stories about how energy can affect even on camera, and it can blur out the vibrational field of it, because that's quantum physics.
Tell me, Angel Marie, how did you get to this point? What is your backstory, and how has this energy, I don't even know where to place it as far as, you know, is it a rediscovery? You came into being and understanding it better. How has it changed your life?
Ooh, that's a lot of questions. Let me see here. The biggest point I want to make is way back when, what happened was this, I saw there was a need and everybody was being so negative, basically. And then what happened, I was diagnosed with lupus, fibromyalgia, arthritis, and Sjogren's. And I started to feel it and my energy started going down and I almost died four times. So when that happened, I really started looking into energy and quantum physics and what that really meant and how you can raise your energy no matter what. And realizing that I started stepping into teaching others at my wellness center, because I owned a wellness center, and how that you can raise in a positive energy. And once you understand that you are just energy and that's all you are, you can absolutely move your energy in a different way. And then I would teach that. Just little things of holding energy and feeling energy. And once somebody would put their hand together and go, I can feel that. And they had never even thought of it. I can feel this. Yes, that is your energy. Now, what do you want to do with it?
So you become basically a thermostat. You're not just a thermometer that reads other people's energies, but you actually get to change it. Now, how do you get into a place where you're even aware of the type of influence that you have on that? Because you have been, you know, speaking at a lot of events. You are the type of person that gets hired to change the atmosphere in a space. How did you come about to realize that you have this potential in you? And how do you actually do it when you're in a space of, like, you know, potentially very bored people that have been at a conference for very many long hours, and you're supposed to change that about?
The way that I have done that and how I realized this was when I walked into the room and you put the smile on. The smile does show a vibrational field. It admits that. The other thing is just laughter, and the laughter can raise. So for me, just to start laughing, see, you started to smile. And the energy of that ripples all the way out. And I could see that. And I was like, what am I really doing? I'm creating an energy field that's helping everyone raise their energy. And I started noticing that everybody was coming more to where I was after I was speaking, because they wanted more of that energy. And energy, like Einstein said, can never be dissolved. It merely can change forms. So that's what I'm doing, is I'm changing the form of a hybrid or in-person or virtual just by being there.
So how do you get into this place of mind? Because, I mean, in today's world, everyone is looking for more positive energy in their life, especially in the context of us being surrounded by a lot of negativity spread across so many channels. And it almost seems like, you know, it's taking over our world. How do you wake up in the morning and start each day with this immense joy and greater confidence and self-esteem in who you are and the things that you're capable of accomplishing? How do you translate this energy in the world of events?
What I teach and what I help people do is have a morning routine, morning activities. I call them activities. I don't like routines. I don't like homework. I don't want to do anything. So I help people. And one of the biggest ones is the diaphragmic breath. And we all hear about you should do diaphragmic breath. But yet the thing is when you really actually adopt this and do 3 to 10 every time you look in a mirror, you will change your whole life. Because you even said it earlier, most people are human doing out there. They're just doing what they do what they do, and they don't, they're not. But when you're being in that moment and really connecting to yourself in that breath, you start to be aware. And you get out of your head. And this is the big thing, because we stay in our heads a lot. But when you're aware of what's really happening by the breath, because it'll help you to center, and you'll understand, you can feel, not understand, feel, then you move to your heart, because your heart has more energy, more synapses, snapping neuronets, neural pathways that are actually snapping energetically, emotionally, than your brain. So stay out of here, be aware, yes, be aware, but come to here and be responsible. What am I responsible for? Is it time for me to eat? Do I need to get out of this room in front of all these electronics and go outside? Be really responsible. And then here is the action. Taking the action. And sometimes that's no action and go lay down. And I will say it right now, I lay down right here sometimes in between things. A lot of times when we do virtuals for 8 hours and I'm here standing, really doing, the host will know, we already know it, that when I'll just flash a 5 and he or she knows that I'm taking 5. And literally, I'll just lay down here and do the breaths and get out of the room, maybe go outside real quick, come back, and then I'm back on.
Well, walk me through some of those breaths, just because I feel like personally, I could definitely use some of that strategy. I just came from a week of very stressful circumstances surrounded an event, a hybrid event. And honestly, I probably should have given myself more 5s to just go and take a break and not take it all in, and then absorbing all that negativity and the toxicity that came with that specific person and specific circumstance, and just release it back, as in don't absorb it and keep it in, but just release it back and don't allow that to affect you. Because I personally let those type of things to affect me to the point where the next 3 days or three nights, I'm not sleeping well at all.
Yes, yes. And I hear that from a lot of my clients that come in the coaching, because that's what I do, is help them. And the thing is energy is energy. And when you're in a situation, your head goes to fight or flight. We are hardwired. We're going to do that. But you also hold that. Women hold for 24 hours, men 8 hours. So you just combined and combined and combined. So you still have that, like I like to say, kind of heavy vibrational field, energy, belief system around you. And what you do is you're going to take a diaphragmic breath. Now, this comes from Dr. Benson from 1970s. This is a long time ago. So we're going to close our mouth and we're going to breathe in through our nose. And then we're going to breathe out through slit mouth. Now, here's the caveat. Now that I got you to do that, what I want you to do now is put your hand on, everybody, put your hand right here that's on your diaphragm. And I want you to move your diaphragm in and out. And don't breathe. Just I want you to get used to. And you can feel it in your lower back. You can feel it. Now, here we go. And I'm going to do sideways so you can see me. And I'm going to breathe in through my nose. And the belly's going to come out. And then it's going to come in. So it's backwards, everybody. All right. So here we go. Put your hands on your diaphragm. Breathe in through your nose. Belly comes out. And then out. And really move it in. Don't suck it in.
You are moving. This is work.
It is, because the brain wants to do what?
The opposite.
Right. And that doesn't help the dopamine. And it's scientifically, medically proven that it'll help you to stay out of fight or flight. Now, also, because I'm in chronic pain, it also helps me stay out of chronic pain. Mm. I just did a story earlier today and I was laughing. And I said, I'm in so much pain right now. I'm in so much pain right now. And by the end of it, I wasn't, because your brain can only do one thing at a time.
That's amazing. I mean, the fact that you'll be able to, you know, function having this chronic pain that you've been dealing with for how many years now?
Over 20. It's all through my
family. Goodness.
Oh, yes. And then I also dropped a microwave on my foot. So I completely crushed my big toe.
No!
Oh, yeah. They want to replace the whole bone joint.
Oh, and my goodness.
No, I'm not going to let them do it.
Before we move any further, I wanted to give a quick shout out to our main sponsor, Trifan Events, which is a boutique event planning and production agency that will come alongside you, offering personalized event planning and technical support, strategic event design, production and technology management, and flawless execution for live, virtual, and hybrid events. The team at Trifan Events is passionate about planning and producing event experiences that get people involved with true moments of interaction, engagement, and co-creation, while offering white glove treatment throughout the entire planning process, enabling you to reach your event goals with the use of creativity, production tools, and event technology. Find out how Trifan Events can plan and produce your event become memorable. Go to trifanevents.com. You're amazing. So how do you function during long event days and keep your energy up? How can you help others, or maybe give a few tips for other event professionals? They usually on event days, I mean, just last Friday, I was on an event and I was on my feet for 17 hours. How do you manufacture that type of energy to keep you going without crashing at one point?
Big, big, big. There's a couple big ones. One is you've got to drink more water. The more water you drink will put you every 15 minutes is what I teach, to drink some water, because the water will get you to do what? Go to the bathroom. I know it's funny, but
I know.
And when you're in the bathroom, I know, gentlemen and ladies, when you're in the bathroom, that's when you do the 3 to 10 diaphragmic breaths, and you can relax your nervous, because that's the thing. Your nervous system is on edge because of all electronics. And then the people, oh, you got a lot. So that's the biggest one. Drink more water, get in the bathroom, do the diaphragmic breaths, get really good at them. And then also take time. And this is the thing. And people always say, Angel, where did you go? You were gone for like 10 minutes. Yep. I went outside, or I went and I laid down on the floor wherever I can find, and I did diaphragmic breaths for 10 minutes. It is medically proven that it will, because it aligns all of your muscles. Everything will align when you lay down, and it, the brain doesn't know that you're not sleeping. And just do the breaths. Huge for everybody that's the event coordinator, because I know you were on it for 17 hours. But for you to be able to have that confidence in whoever is there and say, I'm taken 10, and to go and literally I have this timer and this timer is always with me, and it could be 7 minutes in between shows. That's all I have, and I still will lay down. So that's my big push for you and everyone else. Stop pushing so hard and take those 5 minutes. And really literally laying down on the floor if you have to. People have walked, they've come out of an event, and I was laying on the ground in a hotel, and they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, and then I got up, and they're like, what is going on? And it was like, I was fresh again.
How can we implement this type of tactics in a way that we can enhance some of the event experiences that we have, especially when it comes to setting the tone for long day events, conferences, where you know for sure that fatigue will set in at one point or another. Would you share some of your tips, tricks, and tools and help other event professionals, you know, help eliminate, as you call it, this zoomed out zombies during some of the virtual events, but also hybrid events as well?
Yes, yes. The easiest ones to do is the ones that help the brain and the nervous system. So there's a couple of them you can rub here. And this is the thing, as the co-host, we already have this art beforehand, and they know I'm going to take over. And I only got like 3 minutes, 4 minutes. That's all it is. And I'm not presenting. I'm getting them up, or I'm having them just do something like even doing this. I just align my synapses in my brain. There's many different things you can do that align and help you align your brain. So there's all kinds of different exercises or little things. And then, of course, there's the music. The music, and I can see everybody, not everybody, but I see them. And I'm like, hey, Joe, you got it going on. Come on, Joe. And, you know, this could be 4 hours, 5 hours in. And still, people are going to keep moving if you're saying, hey, Joe, come on, get up. I see you. You're doing great. And let's clap it out. And this is the thing, is we do a lot of clapping and moving chi and then getting people up. I'm also a Tai Chi instructor, so I know how to move chi. So I take time to do that also.
So what are the type of events that you feel like this is most beneficial for?
Well, pretty much all of the events. They have me run up on stage. I was back in the back one time, and they're like, Angel, the energy's going down. You run up on the stage like you're going to do something. And I'm like, okay. And they played my song. So we got everybody up, and everybody was great for the next 2 hours. So really, the virtual ones are really needed with the zoomed out zombies. They really are, because we want them to be crisp. And it's not just because you want to sell them something, but you want them to pay attention. I also get
hired. And retain whatever information that is being shared.
Right. And I also get hired on a lot of educational ones too, because they're like 3 hours, 4 hours. I got called the other day, and it's like, this is a 4-hour training, and nobody is wanting to, they just cannot. I'm like, well, we need to stop every 25 to 30 minutes, because healthcare will tell you, you shouldn't be sitting more than 25 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So they had me come on, and I only had 2 minutes, which is fine. I didn't need any more. I just needed to get them up and do a couple of funky, you know, and make fun of what we're doing with our hands. But then also engage, get them engaged. Because I can get them engaged, because I'm not the host. I'm not the instructor that's putting them on the spot. I'm just this energizer bunny that's going, hey, Charles, what's happening? Hey, Cindy. Hey, Cindy, I really like your shirt. Where'd you get it? And then cutting them off because, you know, we need to keep going or whatever.
During the COVID, when I had my son home to do homeschooling, can't tell you much about how that actually went. But I was implementing this, what it's called the Pomodoro method. Have you heard of it? Where you actually have, you know, a very focused 20 minutes of learning time. And then I would give him 10 minutes of a break, you know, to be able to go and, you know, play with his Legos or do something and then come back to the 20 minute. I almost feel like this is like the structure that you're talking about for an event is the same way, like have 20 minutes of focused learning, but then give those people a little bit of a break with, you know, someone raising up that energy like you that can facilitate it and really get into it and then go back to the learning part and then do it again over and over again. If it's going to be 4 hours, if it's going to be 6 hours, 8 hours, but don't just attempt to even think that someone will stay in front of a screen for that long of a time period without fatigue, without losing interest, without, you know, leaving, because at that point is way too much time to just be stuck to a screen with your eyes constantly. And I know I do events all the time and I'm like, man, I get mentally exhausted more than I get from being 17 hours on my feet.
It is so true. And this one participant told me, she was a virtual event. There was probably about 50, 60, I don't know how many people. And she afterwards actually contacted me. She said, "You're the only reason that I stayed on that." And I was like, "Well, I didn't even really talk. And she said, "Yeah, but I didn't know what you were going to do next because I have a lot of different props too and a lot of different things." She goes, "You were so funny, but you weren't, because, you know, I didn't interrupt. But what I was doing, and people like it, is like, oh, and then, oh, that's a mind blow. That's a good one. Oh, wow. And then I'll have my clipboard and I'll start walking and I'll say, everybody," and it's really off the cuff to whatever it is. So, as my mama says, "You're an entertainer, Angel." You know, yes, you're a speaker. I can do a speech, but I love being the event energy enhancer. I love enhancing and being able to play, but be serious also, to engage everyone and educate them. Because that's the other thing, is I'll help educate, like, "Everybody get water. Let's go, everybody," you know, and get them to drink water and see, "Hey, you're drinking a Coke. Go get a water." You know?
I should not tell you that maybe I ran my coffee, my water through the coffee machine.
Yeah, I've had a client say, "Angel, well, vodka and water, right? So I'm still drinking my water." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, no.
Well, Angel, in one of your books, because you have written quite a few books, The Art of Connection, which is a collection of quotes by entrepreneurs, business owners, and influencers, you talk about being a part of a community, both local and global, not being apart from the community, which I love that, you know, how you actually put it. What are some ways in which you've witnessed connection and community happening right under your very eyes in the last couple of years, as we were all trying to make the best of the hand that was dealt during the pandemic?
Really feel that it's connecting to them even here, but looking right at them and asking, "Who are you? Tell me that." And then when they start with, "Oh, I'm a speaker," I'm that. "No, no, like, where do you come from?" That connection and really having a conversation with everyone. That's one thing I do, and I'm sure you do also, is really connecting with somebody, but being there with them. I believe that's what you're asking.
Yeah, absolutely. Just something that you witnessed that maybe, you know, an example. Like, for example, you know, we connected virtually over an interaction that was made by another podcaster, which was fantastic, but we never met in person. And I personally have had many experiences this way, where I connected to people that I am yet still to meet in person. And yet I feel like I've known them for a while because we were able to create the sense of, you know, a community or connection, mm-hmm. virtual, you know?
And the thing is that's vibrational field. That's quantum physics. Because in reality, I'm sitting right next to you right now because there is no time or space. I'm kind of getting into that kind of quantum, but really there is no time or space. I'm sitting next to you right now, and you viewers or you podcasters and listeners, I'm right there because the field of vibration is in my tone. Everything is in your tone. So I'm actually right there. I know that kind of, some people be like, "That's kind of creepy," but it's actually proven.
Feels a little bit something from Interstellar.
It does. But you connect with your eyes. And that's one thing when I do coaching online, it's like, look in my eyes. And I get even closer than that. But look in my eyes. I want you to feel this energy coming at you for healing, for raising it, for releasing the negativity. And that's what I can do is one session, help you and show you how you can release all the energy. Every time you go to the bathroom, how you can release all of this energy that's coming on you. And you'll feel like $1 million every time you get out of the bathroom. They'll be like, why are you in the bathroom all the time? Every hour, hour and a half, you really should be, because there's a lot, right? There's a lot coming at you.
Can you do it anywhere else but in the bathroom?
Of course. And people say, Angel, I'm not going to do that at work because I don't want to do that. I'm like, then go outside and do it outside. Okay, it's way cold. There's freezing. It's snow on the ground. Get in your car. I'm just getting you to do what? Be aware. Calm yourself with your breath. And release the nervous system, because just by you moving, I call this the shine on shake, just by this, and I get people doing it, it's funny. And this, the shine on shake, I just moved all my nervous system. My blood flow is different and my focus and perception of my life is different. You might think, nah, but really it is, because I moved and shaked my nervous system. It's proven.
I love it. As we're coming to a close here, if you could give one piece of advice that would capture the essence of living well and taking some tiny actionable steps that produce huge positive differences in our experience of life, what would those be?
This tiny little baby step that I would tell anyone is start doing your breaths. And that means every time you go to the bathroom, if you don't want to do them in the bathroom, that's fine. Every time you look in the mirror, every red light. And I put that in my book. Every red light, take a diaphragmic breath. And if you have kids, they'll love it, because they'll be like, mommy, we didn't do the breath, or we didn't. And it's fun. Make it fun. But that is the biggest one to start to adopt, because you can help yourself. And most people do not breathe. They really never take a diaphragmic breath.
That's very interesting to know that. Yes. So where can our audience connect with you and learn more about the things that you do, Angel?
So go ahead and go to angelmarieshines.com and come on over. And then angel@angelmarieshines.com is my email. So that would be beautiful.
Awesome. Well, I'll have a lot of the notes and the links in the episode notes for anyone that wants to connect with you on social as well. Thank you so much for this time together. I appreciate all the advice and tips that you gave us and explaining a little bit what this energy is all about and how we can influence it as we go in spaces that sometimes, you know, they're definitely not positive energy carriers of anything.
Nope, they're not. So thank you for this time also.
I appreciate it. For everyone else, thank you for listening. This is it for today's episode. I will have the episode notes also contain a special gift that Angel Marie is sharing with our audience. The 3 secrets you need to know about raising your energy. Make sure you check that out. And in the meantime, have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to the Events Demystified podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to review it, rate it, and share it with other event professionals that could benefit from it. Connect with us on social at Events Demystified Podcast. We would love to hear from you and what you're up to. If you'd like to learn more about Tree Fan Event Services and find out if we're a good fit in supporting your event, can we help your event be successful with a 20-minute free consultation? Link in the episode's notes. Thanks for tuning in.